Lord, O heavens, praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels, all the arms of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon, and all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him down here on earth. Creatures of the ocean, mountains, hills, fruit trees, cedars, animals, and birds. Kings and people, rulers and judges, young men, maidens, old men, and children. Let everything he hath made give praise to him.
For the Lord to help me. Then he listened and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He turned my desert into a garden. He gave me new life that day. He brought refreshing, like showers in springtime. He took my sadness away. Now there is sunshine, gone is the darkness. That's why I'm praising his name. My cup of blessing, it's overflowing. Now I have new friends, fellow believers, others who've tasted of his love. Sure, there are problems, sometimes a teardrop. Someday in heaven I'll see him face to face, worship before his throne, worship before his throne. Thank you. unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing of his glorious name. Tell the world how wonderful he is. How awe-inspiring his deeds. How great his power. Come. See the glorious things that God has done. What marvelous miracles happen to his people. God has done and for which we praise him, of all his miracles, none is greater than the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus. The Calvary, that was indeed a miracle, an amazing, incomparable miracle, a miracle of divine love, and to those miraculous events we now turn. It's the Passover season. Jerusalem is bulging with visitors from all over the Roman Empire. Everyone is talking about the prophet from Nazareth. Only a few days before, he'd been welcomed to the capital city by crowds hailing him as the promised Jewish Messiah and King. It was a happy occasion, but the mood changed. Roman officials are concerned over the volatile situation. Religious leaders feel threatened. Meanwhile, Jesus and his disciples are observing the traditions of Passover night in an upper room provided by a friend. They have eaten, partaken of the bread and wine. Judas has been identified for what he is and has departed to carry out the nefarious act of betrayal. The disciples are troubled. Troubled by what Jesus said about going away, about being crucified and resurrected. They don't understand. They're confused. They're afraid. Jesus speaks.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Thank you.
After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then they came to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray yonder."
Run.
And Jesus said, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Iscariot betrayed him, he who had journeyed by his side. Peter, the rock, so proud, so boastful, that one he loved, he soon denied.
After the crucifixion, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate if he might take away the body of Jesus. Pilate granted his request. Then Nicodemus, the ruler who had come to Jesus by night, brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes for the burial. They took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloths and spices
in the Jewish custom. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb. And there they laid Jesus. first day of the week, early in the morning when it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. Then she ran to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken away the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I do not know where they have laid him."
"In this tomb was Jesus lying. Friends had watched his pain and dying, but there are no tears or crying. Christ is risen from the dead. In this tomb that lacks for weeping, they love you.
Stood outside of the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb.
Mary stood weeping, fearful, forlorn, pierced by a thank you. his throne will take eternity.
Space.